Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
51551, by the way, is to get involved in this conversation about, well, what it's like to transition from the primary school into the secondary school bit. I'm joined in studio by Shreya Mishra. Is it Mishra or Mishra, by the way?
Shreya Mishra.
Shreya Mishra. And Keane Birmingham. You're both very welcome. You're both 16 years of age?
Yeah.
But you don't do you know each other through Corleon and Ogue, which is the thing you're involved in? Oh, very good. You do know each other. Shreya, you got in touch with us to tell us about this event that yourself and Keane are doing. Well, tell us about, first of all, the what Corleon and Ogue is, because I'm not hugely familiar with it.
Corleon and Ogue is a youth-led organisation to promote the youth voice in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. So there, each county council has a Corleon and Ogue, which is for young people to join and get their youth voice heard in the area and bring out their views on different issues that young people are facing.
Very good. So it's a county by county basis. We can't separate ourselves from the idea. And are you from Wicklow or Dublin? Are you in school in Wicklow or what's?
I'm in school in Wicklow.
Very good.
So I'll be going to St. David's Grace Jones this year. And but I'm part of DLR Corleon and Ogue. So in DLR Corleon and Ogue, we use
Dunleary Rathdown.
Dunleary Rathdown. County Council, yes. Yeah.
And that's what you do. And Keane, you're from?
I'm from Shankill and I go to school in Cabinteely.
Oh, so, very good.
Yeah.
And you're involved in the GA as well there?
Yeah, I am in Shankill. Yeah,
we're just getting to know you.
Yeah, get me in there.
Is Shankill, is that a football, rugby or football hurling club?
It's
or
a football hurling. Yeah, football
it's
hurling.
I suppose. Yeah, it's one of those Dublin clubs that has millions of teams.
It's a good club. It's a good club, yeah.
And are you a footballer or a hurler?
I'm a bit of both. But I'm more of a footballer than I am a hurler. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Posh parts of Dublin are into hurling, aren't they?
Yeah, we are.
We are, to be fair. Okay, just to make that clear. And but you go to school, not in Shankill. It's where do you go to school again?
Cabinteely.
Cabinteely
school. Yeah.
Okay. Is that nearby then?
Only down the road. Yeah. Only down the road.
Yeah. Dubs thing. Everything is close.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Until you get a bus.
Just down the road there. Yeah.
Okay. So and Corleon and Ogue. That's what you get involved in. What do you do in Corleon and Ogue?
So in Corleon and Ogue, we have our meetings every month. Yeah. And we discuss the issue that we decide on during the September, November timeframe. So we usually have a youth conference every year. And in the youth conference, we get loads of young people together from the areas, from the Dunleary Rathdown area, from the different schools. And we get them together and we get them to vote on a topic. So our topic for this year is school stress. So once we decide on the topic, we discuss the topic for the entire year round and look at the different issues that young people are facing based on surveys we do and our research we do, and then look at the objectives we have for the year and then look at how to combat them and how to work them out and solve them.
Okay, and you're kind of honing in on this whole moving from primary to secondary. I'm guessing because you're 16 that you fell into that period 4 years ago in lockdowns and so on. Did you lose your primary school, the end of primary school? What happened?
So it was just after fifth class that we hit lockdown. So mid-fifth class would have been when we first hit lockdown, and that was the first part of lockdown.
Yeah.
Keane, how do you realise now how that affected you, that whole thing? Losing the end of one school and the start of
100%, second? Yeah, I do, yeah. And even, I started, because you're so distanced away from people, like you, so I started losing all my social skills and I kind of had to try and rebuild them in secondary school. And it's only within the past 3 years since I've been in secondary school that I've kind of rebuilt them back up and overcome my like anxiety and just my fears and stuff with the unknown. So
what were you afraid of?
Just day to day kind of things, like meeting people. When I first went in the first year, I had a big fear of just mixing with people and trying to just be myself. I was always very scared, so I kind of overcame that within the first year or two of secondary school.
Well, the first year or two, that's a huge amount of time in a teenager's life. I'd imagine. Do you kind of know what helped you? What repaired you?
Just throwing yourself into everything you can was kind of the only thing that helped me. Just doing what you can and trying to put yourself outside your boundaries is kind of the best way to.
Were most of your friends in the same sort of boat?
Yeah. So I went to went to school and like where none of my primary friends kind of went. So I went into a completely different school where I didn't know anybody. So it was kind of like my biggest fear, but I tried to overcome that.
Yeah, so it was literally nobody from primary school. You were in on your own. And Sharia, what was your experience like?
I think walking into secondary school and everything's so new to you, and then you're told you have to wear a mask, is just so weird, you know. And then you can't see anyone's faces. You're walking into like this new place, and that too, feeling like everyone's half covered and like you can't see anyone. So it feels like you're put through a black hole. But I think it, the same as Kian, like I think I got involved in a lot of things. So that kept me going, you know, even during those tough periods of time. Like, I know sixth class, it was like, you're not even seeing off your school in a really comfortable and normal way. You're kind of just like social distancing and, you know, all that's still there. And you're just, it's a really restricted format of going into something and getting out of something.
Yeah.
So I think that experience of being there and feeling really restricted was really constraining. And then as soon as everything was eased, the lockdown was eased, I think that impact on my mental health was like, oh, it feels much better, you know.
Was it a kind of instant or?
It took a while. I think it took a week, and then we got used to seeing the teacher's full face instead of the face.
Yeah,
because otherwise you just see the eyes and you'd be like, okay, so those eyes look like for that teacher. And it's like, they're anyways new people to you. So it takes a while. I think once it came to after December, so when the lockdown eased in 2021 into 2022, so January, I think it felt much better. We all kind of got more comfortable. And you get to do more things than in school as well. Because if there are loads of activities, half of them are cancelled. Why? Because you, like, if they're traditions from the past, half of them are cancelled. Because, due to COVID, we can't do this year.
Right.
And
yeah.
So, like, all those traditions are kind of gone. So you miss a year of doing the fun things. So I think once the lockdown eased, it felt much better, and then we kind of got all going and full speed ahead. So it was a catch up that we had to do.
It was a big catch up.
Yeah.
Because going into secondary school is stressful anyway.
Yeah.
And obviously, the intake that's coming in now in September, they're going from primary to secondary, they don't have all that pandemic stuff.
Yeah, it's a whole different kind of game.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
World.
What would you say to, they're about 13, isn't it? You're about 13 or 14
when you're entering first year.
What would you say to those kids now? Since you're the big kids,
it's just like that. You're gonna have that initial kind of anxiety, and I mean, from my experience of going into school, people didn't know. It's gonna take a while to settle in, but you're gonna have the support from your teachers, support from your school peers, and you're gonna have that support just in general there from not only maybe from your parents, but just in general, you'll kind of get that after. Mm. You'll settle in eventually, you know what I mean?
Do you think it's a good idea when some schools, they let the first years go in on their own for a week or two and then the rest of the school arrives? Or is that too much of a shock to the system?
I think it's a good way. Like, at least they get familiarised to the school. But at the same time, I think asking people really helps. Because if you have interaction with people and you ask them where you have to go, it makes, you're building a connection, firstly, with the inside of the school and people in the school, as well as you kind of get to know the place much better because you remember, oh, that friend of mine told me where this is. So you kind of relate to things, and that I think helps. So my advice, if I were to give it to the first years coming in, stay relaxed. Nice. It's just, you know, another school year, and don't be hesitant to ask anyone, you know, because
that's a hard thing to do, though, isn't it? When you're kind of terrified.
Or just like try to figure out a way rather than restricting yourself to saying, no, I can't do this, you know, don't give up.
You'll be grand.
You'll be grand.
Try to get the courage to ask people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be more than happy to help. Mm-hmm. And plus, everyone else, probably if you don't recognize people, they're probably in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
There will always be a group, obviously, you know each other and hang around, but you know, they may not necessarily have been friends. Would you have done anything differently yourselves when you look back at the move?
I don't know. I think maybe what I might have done is that I might have sat down, made a group of friends that would have been other than my primary school friends, which is hard to do.
Oh, I see, because you came in with your primary school friends.
So almost my entire class was with me. But what I do feel is that getting to know people who are not from your primary school can be really handy as well. Just
but if you're the person who goes up to them, the people you don't know, are they going, oh God, here's the weird girl now?
I think,
there's a risk, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a risk. But at the same time, I think in the long term, it feels much better because then you get to know
You'd be good at that, I'd say. You're confident.
But I think for people who don't feel like doing that either, I think getting to know teachers is really nice. I think...
Would you have done anything differently? You were the opposite, obviously. You came on your own, so you had to meet people.
Yeah. Well, I suppose like a cheese rage answer is like I wouldn't really, because I wouldn't really be where I am now. You know. So,
and where are you, Kane? Yeah. What's so great about you?
No, if I was to go back and say to myself, just that goes away. You know what I mean? It all, you're kind of settling, but you have to try and see the person that you want to become.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you put your mind to it, you'll get there.
That's very profound. Someone's asking, can you ask your fantastic young guest, how do you join their organisation and how it is spelt? Mm. Ask Sinead in Dundalk, who has a father. I'm surprised now she doesn't know how to spell Corlea Minogue. Don't want to have a stab at it. Comhaiorle Nanogue, as in it's youth council, isn't it?
Yeah, youth council.
Nanogue as in N-O father G. So what is the best way to join up?
So in every county you'll have your own Corlea. So just take Dundalk, you'll have a Corlea somewhere within the county. Normally one way to join would be if you go on social media, I'd use Instagram would be probably the best bet, and search up Corlea Nanogue. And there's a website as well that you can go on and you can find your local Corlea and just contact the coordinator on it. And that's the best way to join.
It's a bit like first day in secondary school. Go ask somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I think going to your local county council's website, so like the DLR COCO website, is where our Corlea Nanogue has their description. So if you go to your local county council, they should have the Corlea Nanogue linked in there. Or if you go on to, I think the Corlea Nanogue has a website as well. So if you go on there.
You mentioned Instagram. Are you both on social media with your
yeah.
friends?
Yeah.
Are you on it all the time?
Not all the time. Instagram, though.
Is Instagram your go-to?
No, it'd be Snapchat for me.
It's Snapchat.
Yeah, it'd be Snapchat.
Instagram or WhatsApp or YouTube. Mm. So I don't use social media, so I'm not a big into social media, but I use it for professional.
Does that make you different in school if you're not on it?
It does. Like on the first day of school, I was the weird person as you described, you know. I was the person who'd walk in and say, "Oh, I don't have any social media," and people were looking at me and giving me a death stare. And giving me the death stare and saying, "How could you?" And I was like, "I don't have social media." I was very proud of it. But I think walking in and saying, "I don't have social media," and then seeing everyone having it did put a lot of peer pressure. I tried to avoid it, but I think once I got into Corlea Nanogue, got into all these events, I thought maybe one social media is...
Every now and again, as a professional. There was a thing in the Sunday Times, and they did an investigation, or they did an experiment on teenagers without their phones, and they kind of basically found that girls were on social media far more than boys.
Mm.
And that girl, they were kind of saying, if you follow every trend, you get called a basic B. If you don't, you're a weirdo. There's no escape. Your social popularity is totally linked to social media. If you don't post, you get made fun of. If you do lip sync to the wrong song on TikTok, you get made fun of. There's no escape.
Yeah.
I totally agree with...
Keen saying yes.
Yeah, I get that. Even within my own year, I get that.
And that's even with boys?
Yeah, would be as well. So, well, sort of, but like, yeah, you will get that kind of, you kind of get that division.
You have to be on it, kind of thing.
You will be, because...
Does it make your day better when you're on social media, when you're browsing it, or you're on your phone a lot?
I mean, it can have its pros and cons, you know. I mean, there's sometimes you go on, I mean, take Instagram for an example, and you can see media, and it'd be like, you can see a lot of good in the world, see a lot of bad in the world, and then you can see influences would be another, like, kind of aspect as well.
But you're kind of wise to them, aren't you? You know that it's fake.
Yeah. I think you just have to be wise with it and then things go fine. But if you go the wrong road, if you go down the dark road of social media, I think then it becomes a problem because then it starts impacting your own life.
Don't name anybody, but do you know people who are, did you kind of see among your peers, your age group?
I have. I think looking at their experiences, they do get influenced a lot by it. And I think it due to the day we are living in, it can become a part of the conversation at school. So if social media is a part of conversation at school, then the intention is that if you don't use social media, you can be a part of the conversation at school.
Yes, so there is.
So there's a link. With the strength of social media, there's become a link between you making friends at school and you having social media. So if you don't have social media, you don't have friends. Yes. That kind of thing.
I mustn't forget in this conversation, because we're just running out of time now, the event that you're having, it's in Dundrum.
Yes.
What are the details as I scramble through pages looking for it here?
So we are having an event day in Dundrum. It's called Bridging the Gap. And it's it's to help students that are transitioning from sixth class into first year. And it's trying to give them tips and tricks on their first year in secondary school and how to, the best ways to settle in.
Yeah.
We're also 25th of August.
Yeah.
Beside the Tesco in Dundrum Town Centre. Yeah. Very specific in Dublin. And you'll both be there.
Yes, we will be.
Shreya Mishra and Keen Birmingham. Yeah. Thank you both so much. We're going to take one more break before we go.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.